when this all started kicking in, it must have felt like a kick in the gut to you when the stay-at-home order happened, because nobody saw it coming. How did it feel when you got the word you had to close?
You know, all I can say, Mike, is it was like a sinking feeling. We all put our heads together, and everybody really we came together. It was an awful feeling, but you know, we made it. I mean, we're doing what we need to do.
I talked to Chef Nicole, who I'm sure you know, a day or two ago, and the word she used was demoralizing for a couple days. But then, I guess you go into survival mode and you start kicking butt and making things happen. Is that how it kind of played out for you?
That is exactly it. I mean, I think that the one thing that we learned through all of this, and are still continuing to learn on a daily basis, because things change from day to day. You know, if you don't adapt, if you don't do what you need to do and adapt, you know, you're going to fail. And we have all come together, and you know, and we're doing what we need to do. Our Concord and Manchester locations are, you know, we're doing takeout and curbside. We will bring it out. Londonderry is just doing drive-through. So they can, you know, they come right through the drive-through, order, pick it up, and all that. And all three locations were doing delivery. So, you know, it's things that we weren't doing before. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen moving forward. But yes, we learned that if you don't adapt, you're going to fail, basically.
You know, I've talked to other restaurants and having people, you know, have to leave or be furloughed or whatever has certainly been a very unpleasant task, probably for you as well. Did you apply for any small business or payroll protection assistance?
We definitely did. And, you know, the numbers part of the business is not my thing. That Amanda, who is one of our new partners in our business,
right.
I think you already knew that.
Yes.
She handles all of that. And, yes, we did. And we've got approved for the three locations, and actually four locations, Midtown as well. Amanda has her hands all over that and doing an amazing job with that. So
yeah, it looks like
it's been hard. It really has. Yeah, with employees and.
Yeah, looks like you gave her the promotion just in time, huh?
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow.
She's doing really, really well. Really, really well.
So, Carol, yeah. Talk to me a little bit about the effect of this whole thing on the timeline to open the new Nashua location.
Well, okay. I mean, this all happened right in the middle of construction for our new location. So what we have, again, we're moving forward. We couldn't just stop. We were way too into it to stop. We could definitely, that wasn't an option. That was not an option. So we are right now, I mean, as we speak, the construction crew is finishing up the project. We should have our CO by next week, and we're going full steam ahead, and we're going to be opening, you know, under these circumstances. We're going to be opening, you know, for takeout only. We're going to get into doing more family meals. Wait till you see the new location, Mike. It is, oh my goodness, it's beautiful.
Are you going to have that wonderful red
granite?
For the granite for the counters?
That's my husband, granite guy. There is so much red granite in there. It is gorgeous. It's just beautiful. The floors, wait till you see the floors. I mean, it's all that little, it's black and white penny tile, like the old diners. It's really, you know, every time we build a new one, we're always like, oh my gosh, this one's the one. And I didn't think we could top, you know, Londonderry and Concord, you know, but this one, it's just, it's bigger too. It's a lot bigger. But we're going full steam ahead, and we should be open over there probably in, I would say give it two more weeks.
Well,
and we'll definitely be open over there.
I can't wait much longer. There's only so much Popeye's chicken I can eat, Carol. You know what I mean?
No kidding, right?
So
Popeye's chicken. I've never cooked so much in my whole life. Oh, my goodness.
So you're cooking at home, and before I let you go, I want to ask you how you're doing. You sewing anything fun or interesting during your quarantine time?
I have sewn a lot. I've been doing masks.
Uh-huh.
But you know what happened? You couldn't find any bias tapes anywhere. I mean, it's just, you know, the sewing world totally changed also. We all woke up. And, I mean, our machines are running 24/7, it seems. You can't find any kind of supplies that you need. And we're doing the bandana room for all my employees. I did make them a bunch of them. I went through 150 yards of bias tape.
Wow.
Which is a lot. You can't find it now anywhere. No one has it.
Sound happy and energized, and I'm so happy to talk to you. Carol Lawrence is the owner of the Red Arrow Diners in Manchester, Concord, Londonderry, and soon in Nashville, right around the corner from me, so I'm very excited for you, and I hope to see you soon. We'll do the elbow bump or something, I guess.
Tell Barbara hi, please.
I sure will. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See-